Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." We have to ask ourselves, to what extent we follow Jesus. Follow Jesus means love unconditionally all the people that we know. It's never easy to love someone that they don't like you. To love someone that you cannot cooperate well. But that's the point. Jesus invites us to follow him. We can see Jesus' life is not always easy. People look down on him because he's the son of the carpenter. No matter what he do, what he does, people is so satisfied. They expect him to be political leader, but he's not the type. He's always gentle, not strong enough to protect the country. So for them, they do not see him the figure of Messiah, means the leader, political leader of the people. But Jesus' kingdom is different. It's love, unconditional love. So that's why the people could not see him as a Messiah. But Jesus still insists he is the one who gives us life, a new life, life of divine mercy, always kind to people, forgiving, just like Jesus on earth. Many people look down on him because he's the son of carpenter, but still Jesus always living at ease. At the end, on the cross, he's still praying for the sinners. That's what we have to learn from Jesus. Anything that's negative, still we take it easy. Jesus gave the strength to live today, moment by moment, with a heart of openness together with you when you live your life. Life of forgiving, of loving. Thank you, Jesus. You invite us to be your followers.